Content Marketing. Course Description. This training will provide learners with the skills and knowledge necessary to develop and execute effective content marketing strategies that attract and retain customers. Learners will gain an understanding of the importance of creating high-quality content that aligns with business goals and resonates with the target audience. Additionally, learners will learn how to effectively promote and distribute content and measure its performance to make data-driven decisions. The training will also cover advanced content marketing strategies and emerging trends and technologies in the field. Module 1 Introduction to Content Marketing. 1.1 Understanding the Basics of Content Marketing. Explanation of what content marketing is and how it differs from traditional marketing approaches. Overview of different types of content, e.g. blog posts, videos, social media posts, ebooks, and how they can be used in content marketing. Explanation of the role of storytelling in content marketing. 1.2 Identifying the benefits of content marketing. Explanation of the benefits of content marketing for businesses, e.g. building brand awareness, establishing thought leadership, generating leads. Overview of how content marketing can help businesses to achieve their marketing and business objectives. Case studies and examples of successful content marketing campaigns. 1.3 Analyzing the target audience and their needs. Techniques for identifying and understanding the target audience for content marketing campaigns, e.g. creating buyer personas, analyzing website traffic data, conducting customer surveys. Explanation of how to use audience insights to inform content marketing strategy. Overview of how to use content to address the pain points and needs of the target audience. 1.4 Defining content marketing goals and objectives. Explanation of how to define clear and measurable content marketing goals and objectives. Techniques for aligning content marketing goals and objectives with broader marketing and business objectives. Overview of how to track and measure the effectiveness of content marketing campaigns. Homework 1. Choose a company or product and identify its target audience and their needs. Develop a content marketing plan that aligns with the identified target audience and business goals. Analyze the competition and identify gaps in the market that the content marketing plan can address. Develop content marketing goals and objectives that align with the overall business strategy. Write a reflection on what you learn from this exercise and how it can be applied to future content marketing efforts. Evaluation criteria. Clarity and coherence of the developed content marketing plan, 30%. Quality and accuracy of the analysis of the competition and gaps in the market, 25%. Effectiveness of the developed content marketing goals and objectives in aligning with the overall business strategy, 20%. Quality of writing, including grammar, spelling, and organization, 10%. Reflection on what was learned and how it can be applied, 15%. Module 2 Developing a Content Strategy. 2.1 Creating a Content Strategy that Aligns with Business Goals. Explanation of the importance of aligning content strategy with broader marketing and business objectives. Techniques for identifying key messaging themes and content pillars that support business goals. Overview of how to develop a content strategy that reflects the unique value proposition of the business. 2.2 Identifying the most effective types of content for the target audience. Techniques for identifying the most effective types of content for the target audience based on audience needs, preferences, and content consumption habits. Explanation of how to balance different types of content, e.g. educational, promotional, entertaining to meet audience needs and business objectives. Overview of how to conduct content research and analysis to inform content strategy. 2.3 Developing a content calendar and production plan. Techniques for developing a content calendar that aligns with content strategy and reflects audience needs and preferences. Explanation of how to prioritize content production based on business goals and resources. Overview of how to streamline content production processes and ensure timely delivery of high-quality content. 2.4 Analyzing the competition and identifying gaps in the market. Explanation of the importance of analyzing the competitive landscape and identifying gaps in the market. Techniques for conducting competitive research and analysis to inform content strategy. Overview of how to use competitive insights to create content that differentiates the business from competitors and meets audience needs. Homework 2. Choose a company or product and identify its target audience and business goals. Develop a content strategy that aligns with the identified target audience and business goals. Identify the most effective types of content for the target audience and create a content calendar and production plan. Analyze the competition and identify gaps in the market that the content strategy can address. Write a reflection on what you learn from this exercise and how it can be applied to future content marketing efforts. Evaluation criteria. Clarity and coherence of the developed content strategy, 30%. Quality and accuracy of the identification of the most effective types of content for the target audience, 25%. Effectiveness of the created content calendar and production plan in aligning with the overall content strategy, 20%. Quality and accuracy of the analysis of the competition and gaps in the market, 15%. Quality of writing, including grammar, spelling, and organization, 5%. Reflection on what was learned and how it can be applied, 5%. Module 3, Creating High-Quality Content. 3.1 Developing content that resonates with the target audience. Techniques for identifying audience needs and preferences and creating content that meets those needs. Explanation of how to use storytelling and emotion to create content that resonates with the audience. Overview of how to create content that reflects the audience's values and interests. 3.2 Creating content that aligns with the brand's voice and tone. Explanation of the importance of brand voice and tone in content marketing. Techniques for identifying and defining the brand's voice and tone. Overview of how to ensure consistency in brand voice and tone across all types of content. 3.3 Writing attention-grabbing headlines and subheadings. Techniques for writing headlines and subheadings that capture the audience's attention and entice them to read on. Explanation of how to use emotional triggers and power words to create headlines and subheadings that resonate with the audience. Overview of best practices for headline and subheading optimization. 3.4 Optimizing content for search engines. Explanation of how to optimize content for search engines to improve search engine rankings and increase organic traffic. Techniques for keyword research and analysis. Overview of on-page and off-page SEO techniques. Homework 3. Choose a topic related to the company or product and develop a piece of content, such as a blog post, infographic, or video. Ensure that the content aligns with the brand's voice and tone and resonates with the target audience. Write attention-grabbing headlines and subheadings for the content. Optimize the content for search engines, including using keywords and meta descriptions. Write a reflection on what you learn from this exercise and how it can be applied to future content creation efforts. Evaluation criteria. Clarity and coherence of the developed piece of content, 30%. Quality and accuracy of the alignment of the content with the brand's voice and tone and the target audience's interests, 25%. Effectiveness of the attention-grabbing headlines and subheadings, 20%. Quality and accuracy of the optimization of the content for search engines, 15%. Quality of writing, including grammar, spelling, and organization, 5%. Reflection on what was learned and how it can be applied, 5%. Module 4 Content Promotion and Distribution. 4.1 Identifying the most effective channels for promoting and distributing content. Explanation of the different channels available for promoting and distributing content, e.g. social media, email marketing, search engines. techniques for identifying the most effective channels for reaching the target audience based on audience preferences and content consumption habits. Overview of how to use analytics and metrics to inform channel selection and content promotion strategy. 4.2 Creating a promotion plan that aligns with the content strategy. Techniques for developing a promotion plan that aligns with the content strategy and reflects audience needs and preferences. Explanation of how to create promotional content, e.g., social media posts, email newsletters, that supports the content strategy. Overview of how to use paid promotion tactics, e.g., paid search, social media advertising, to extend the reach of content. 4.3 Analyzing and measuring the effectiveness of content promotion and distribution. Explanation of the importance of analyzing and measuring the effectiveness of content promotion and distribution. Techniques for setting up and configuring analytics tools, e.g., Google Analytics, to track content performance. Overview of how to use analytics data to make data-driven decisions and optimize content promotion and distribution. 4.4 Developing relationships with influencers and other partners for content promotion. Explanation of the importance of building relationships with influencers and other partners for content promotion. Techniques for identifying and engaging with potential partners, e.g., industry experts, thought leaders, complementary businesses. Overview of how to create partnerships that are mutually beneficial and support content promotion goals. Homework 4. Choose a piece of content that has been previously created, such as a blog post, infographic, or video. Develop a content promotion plan that includes identifying the most effective channels for promoting and distributing the content and creating a timeline for promotion. Analyze and measure the effectiveness of the content promotion and distribution plan, including tracking metrics such as page views, shares, and engagement. Develop relationships with influencers or partners who can help promote the content. Write a reflection on what you learned from this exercise and how it can be applied to future content promotion and distribution efforts. Evaluation criteria. Clarity and coherence of the developed content promotion and distribution plan, 30%. Quality and accuracy of the identification of the most effective channels for promoting and distributing the content, 25%. Effectiveness of the analysis and measurement of the content promotion and distribution plan, 20%. Quality and accuracy of the development of relationships with influencers or partners, 15%. Quality of writing, including grammar, spelling, and organization, 5%. Reflection on what was learned and how it can be applied, 5%. Module 5, Analyzing and Measuring Content Performance. 5.1 Identifying key performance indicators, KPIs, for measuring content performance. Explanation of the different types of KPIs that can be used to measure content performance, e.g., traffic, engagement, conversion. Techniques for setting measurable and achievable content performance goals. Overview of how to align KPIs with broader marketing and business objectives. 5.2 Analyzing content performance data and making data-driven decisions. Techniques for analyzing content performance data to gain insights into audience behavior and preferences. Explanation of how to use content performance data to make data-driven decisions and optimize content strategy. Overview of how to create reports and dashboards that effectively communicate content performance data. 5.3 Using analytics tools to track and measure content performance. Explanation of how to use analytics tools, e.g., Google Analytics, SEMrush, to track and measure content performance. Techniques for configuring analytics tools to track specific KPIs and metrics. Overview of how to use analytics data to identify areas for improvement and adjust the content strategy. 5.4 Adjusting the content strategy based on performance data. Explanation of how to use content performance data to make adjustments to the content strategy. techniques for optimizing content based on performance data and audience insights. Overview of how to create a feedback loop that continuously improves the content strategy based on performance data. Homework 5. Choose a piece of content that has been previously created and analyze its performance data, including metrics such as page views, shares, and engagement. Identify key performance indicators, KPIs, for measuring content performance and track them over time. Use analytics tools to track and measure content performance and identify trends or patterns in the data. Adjust the content strategy based on performance data, including identifying areas for improvement and making changes to future content creation efforts. Write a reflection on what you learn from this exercise and how it can be applied to future content marketing efforts. Evaluation criteria. Clarity and coherence of the analysis of the performance data for the chosen piece of content, 30%. Quality and accuracy of the identification of KPIs for measuring content performance, 25%. Effectiveness of the use of analytics tools to track and measure content performance, 20%. Quality and accuracy of the adjustments made to the content strategy based on performance data, 15%. Quality of writing, including grammar, spelling, and organization, 5%. Reflection on what was learned and how it can be applied, 5%. Module 6 Advanced Content Marketing Strategies. 6.1 Developing advanced content marketing strategies, such as account-based marketing and personalization. Explanation of advanced content marketing strategies and how they can be used to improve the effectiveness of content marketing. Techniques for identifying target accounts and creating personalized content for them. Overview of how to use personalization and account-based marketing to improve lead generation and customer retention. 6.2 Understanding the role of content marketing in the customer journey. Explanation of how content marketing fits into the broader customer journey and supports customer acquisition and retention. Techniques for creating content that meets the needs of customers at different stages of the customer journey. Overview of how to use content marketing to improve customer engagement and loyalty. 6.3 Identifying opportunities for content marketing in emerging trends and technologies. Explanation of emerging trends and technologies that are changing the content marketing landscape, e.g. AI, virtual reality. Techniques for identifying opportunities to use emerging technologies to create engaging and effective content. Overview of how to stay up to date on emerging trends and technologies in the content marketing space. 6.4 Measuring the ROI of content marketing efforts. Explanation of how to measure the ROI of content marketing efforts and demonstrate the value of content marketing to stakeholders. Techniques for setting up and configuring tracking and measurement tools to accurately measure content marketing ROI. Overview of how to use ROI data to optimize content marketing strategy and allocate resources effectively. Homework 6. Identify areas for improvement in the content marketing strategy and develop a plan for implementing changes. Analyze the competition and identify opportunities for innovation in content marketing efforts. Develop a plan for experimenting with new content formats or channels to reach the target audience. Identify potential challenges or roadblocks to innovation and develop a plan for overcoming them. Write a reflection on what you learn from this exercise and how it can be applied to future content marketing efforts. Evaluation criteria. Clarity and coherence of the developed plan for implementing changes to the content marketing strategy, 30%. Quality and accuracy of the analysis of the competition and opportunities for innovation, 25%. Effectiveness of the developed plan for experimenting with new content formats or channels, 20%. Quality and accuracy of the identification of potential challenges or roadblocks to innovation and the developed plan for overcoming them, 15%. Quality of writing, including grammar, spelling, and organization, 5%. Reflection on what was learned and how it can be applied, 5%. This course taught the fundamentals of content marketing, including how to create high-quality content that resonates with the target audience, how to develop a content strategy that aligns with business goals, and how to promote and distribute content effectively. The course also covered how to measure the performance of content and make data-driven decisions, as well as how to continuously improve and innovate in content marketing efforts to stay ahead of the competition and achieve business goals. Overall, the course provided a comprehensive understanding of how to create and distribute high-quality content that attracts and retains customers.